Proclamation number 5205, dated the September 5th, 1951. Fighters for Truth. Misguided teachings. Your task is to teach, to spread the truth amongst people, to disperse the darkness which engulfs and prevents them from feeling the benefit of the light. As long as his spirit is still in the dark, the human being is taking the wrong path, for the right path is called truth. Truth only comes forth from me and leads back to me again. You humans should understand that I cannot make any concessions concerning your beatitude. Understand that Roman 1, the eternal truth, cannot be tolerant of lies or errors. Understand that I transmit the truth to Earth because you need to know it, because every day lived without truth is lost to you. Only truth portrays me as I am, and only a true representation of me enables you to love me and thereby attain beatitude. Every wrong teaching is my adversary's attempt to distort my image and lessen your love for me. Every wrong teaching is a good foundation for new misguided teachings, and soon you are faced by an inextricable thicket which no longer lets the light shine through to illuminate your spirit. And therefore I prepare bearers of light for myself who are to bring the truth to you humans. Thus I first guide them into the truth and instruct them to bring illumination wherever it may be. I frequently confront misguided teachings with the truth so that they can oppose each other, because I want to raise doubts in people's hearts, because only a doubter will start to think and look for truth. The teaching I gave to people on Earth has been so infiltrated by error from the human side that it no longer has a healing effect on people. And therefore I want to purify it. Therefore I give it to you in its purest form again and make sure that this teaching is conveyed to people of good will. Anyone who wants to accept it will gain utmost blessing. Anyone who rejects it also has to accept the consequences. Nevertheless, I need messengers to spread my pure truth on earth. I need disciples to whom I can say once again, go and teach all nations. Thus I need apostles who speak in my name on earth and proclaim my word to people. And these should courageously confront the representatives of misguided teachings, because the office to which I have called them is to unhesitatingly confront error with truth, to freely explain what damage is caused to the soul as long as it is wrongly educated, as long as it is not living in truth which alone leads to me. Although you humans can certainly strive to attain me in spite of misguided teachings, it is, however, a futile effort, for you need to understand that error and lie are not mine but my adversary's doing, and that every ascent is therefore prevented, made impossible. Furthermore, my adversary's works can never result in progress, only truth will help you to ascend. I cannot make concessions and assess the error the same as the truth. I can only acknowledge goodwill and bless it by making the truth available to you. But then you will also have to be receptive. You should not close your eyes to the truth or your will is going to fail. You have to long for me and thus for truth, and then you will surely receive it. But do not assume that I agree with you if you want to hold on to your misconceptions. Anyone who receives the truth from me is also able to examine and recognize it as truth, for I do not demand the impossible from you. But anyone who receives it from me should also support it and not shy away from upholding it. He should not fear to appear too harsh, since error cannot be emphasized harshly enough, since it is my adversary's work who is manifestly turning against me. Error and lies cause hopeless confusion and strip a person of all realization. They are not light but come forth from intense darkness. Therefore you should proceed boldly against error and untruth, because you have a weapon in truth which will assure your victory, I have chosen you as my fighters, and you should fight with the sword of your tongue. You should not be afraid to remove your fellow human being's childish faith, as it will not help a person to attain perfection as long as it is wrong. But you can replace it with something good, pure and extremely effective, the truth, which you have received from me myself. You will be able to give them more than you take away. You will seize their soul from my adversary's power and lead it back to me. Amen.